Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, man, I almost forgot my headphones. In any case, welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. Big news. This show couldn't have started on a better day. Well, not for Bill Cosby, but, oh, man, Bill Cosby convicted of 3 counts of aggravated sexual assault. Oh, man, what a horrific day for America's dad. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Thank you so much. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. I need to line all those things up in one place. But thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who's my very favorite listener, Sharon Allen Chambers. Shout out to her. Thank you for all that you do. And Bilal Hakeem, who I had an opportunity to just kind of kick a message back and forth with over Facebook. What's up, brother? Thank you for your years of unwavering support. All right. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Thank you. All praise due to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm not ashamed to praise the Lord. And, so we got that going on. So I just want to welcome everybody to the program. It's just a couple minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the ronkellyshow.com. Just got finished getting fitted for my tuxedo. I haven't worn a tuxedo since I got married, last time I got married. Yeah, that was the last time. I kind of got a little nervous in that room back there. Shout out to Dante Zeller Tuxedos. Dante Zeller. On Bloomfield Avenue, right at the end of the corner of Bloomfield Avenue and Pompton Avenue in Montclair, New Jersey. Thank you so much for the people over there, Dante Zeller, who did a wonderful job. I got a nice tuxedo. I have a black tie event that I'll be attending Saturday night, so I'll be putting some pictures on Facebook and letting you guys know what happened. Okay, and shout out to Tony Herbert from the Morning Stretch television show. I don't know if maybe some of y'all did check me out. Some of you checked me out on the Morning Stretch. It was Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, the Morning Stretch. And thanks so much, everybody, for whoever watched that program. And TV's not my thing. Yeah, I mean, I'll take what I can get. TV is really not my thing. And it took like 4 hours. It was a half-hour program. It took like 4 hours to take because, with TV, you got to stop, go back. It's not like radio where if you mess up, you mess up, and so what. I was there for like 4 hours in the 4 hours in the studio over there at Batres Studios. Thank you to Jessica Morales. Jessica Morales, who is the account coordinator, who was very gracious to me. When I first got over there, who she helped me out, gave me coffee, talked to me a little bit about what was going on there. So thank you to her. And thank you also to Alvaro Batres, who was the president of Batres Television Studios in Union City, New Jersey. So thank you, Alvaro, and thank you, Jessica Morales, who was very gracious and helped us out a lot, helped me out a lot. Made me feel very comfortable there. So, yeah, so we had a great show. Morning shout out to Tony Herbert. We had a great show along with Pamela Stewart Martinez and Clark Pena, who I'll be seeing tomorrow and who was so gracious to invite me to this event. Black tie. So, I had to go get a tuxedo. Once again, shout out to Dante Zeller, DanteZeller Tuxedos in Montclair, New Jersey, for their great service and helping me pick a really, really nice tuxedo. Sorry, so I'm not going to show it to you yet, but when I put it on, I'll put it on. and you'll all see. I was taking pictures with de Blasio and whoever else was in me. The party, the event, the Black Tie Gala, as they're calling it, is in New York City. So, you know, thank you, Jesus, for opening some doors for me with the Morning Stretch television show and being invited to the gala. I'm not going to tell you what it exactly is until after I get there. And also I understand I'm going to be shooting for this job at Word, WURD in Philadelphia. Hey, if I get it, I might have to move. I'll be out of everybody's head. Anyway, so God has been opening some doors and putting some people in my life that I need. Because, you know, as a professional person, as someone who is trying to accomplish some things, you need to have people in your life who can help you, who can forward you. It's very, very important to have people in your life who can help you. Career-wise, very, very important. Something I was forgetting about, I've been reminded once again that I need to have certain kind of people in my life in order to make contacts and to have things happening. So, shout out to Tony Herbert. I'll talk to him very soon. I've also been named the New Jersey Outreach Coordinator for the Advocates Without Borders program. We'll talk to you about that a little bit more as we go along. All right, everybody, it's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. All right, so Bill Cosby, the number one news story right now, Bill Cosby is guilty of bad taste, if nothing else, because this lady, Andrea Constant, is just horrific. You know, I can't understand what he saw in her, even way back in the day. But we don't want to lose sight of the fact that that Mr. Cosby may have committed some of these crimes now, because I know people are going to be, TV One, which is interesting, because TV One, the black news, the black cable station, has continued to support Mr. Cosby, and they've shown the broadcast reruns of the Cosby Show on TV One. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if TV One stops broadcasting the Cosby Show. It's going to be interesting. Is this where you draw the line with Mr. Cosby? So I'd like to know. I want to know what people think. I don't want to know what you're thinking out there. Shout out to Kim McDaniel. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Shout out to Emmanuel Capers and some of the other people who are participating in my nonsense right here on the Ron Kelly Show. I'd be interested to know what people think about the Cosby debacle, if you can call it that, because he was already tried and he was found. And he got off. I don't want to put it like that, but he did not get convicted the first time, and that was the first the outgoing DA in Montgomery County. Now we have another person who came in and said, "Oh, I'm going to get this Negro." So what he did was he prosecuted Mr. Cosby one more time. And so what happened was, in this time, he got more people in, because in the first trial, only one person was allowed to testify. In the second trial, a whole bunch of people were allowed to testify. And that's what did Mr. Cosby in. And it's a shame. If he is guilty, it's a shame. Because we don't know. We don't know. So if he is guilty, it's a shame that he's been that a man, such an icon, America's dad, as people have called him. It's just a shame that he's going to go down in flames like that. Much like Michael Jackson, who met with presidents and who had some of the biggest directors, Martin Scorsese and some of the, Martin Scorsese would never go near a music video. Raging Bull and some of the Taxi Driver, some of the movies that Martin Scorsese has directed, and Michael Jackson was able to get Martin Scorsese, and he's able to get people to there were so many people, his videos. You had Eddie Murphy and so many other people, Magic Johnson. Some of the videos that Michael Jackson made, and then for him to go down in flames like he did with the child molestation issues. It's just you know, it's a shame how sometimes people go down. And see, and, you know, you can't tell me now that these folks, these people are not targets. Now, I'm not trying to get away from what they did or did not do, but you cannot tell me that these people are not targets. You can't tell me that because, you know, I'm sure there's some bottles, some champagne glasses clicking right now somewhere in Montgomery County over the downfall of Bill Cosby. And there are, and I'm sure that there are people who are, you know, just chomping at the bit to get out of Will Smith or Oprah. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to get away from the fact that Mr. Cosby has been alleged to do these things. And even if he did, you know, it's a shame, you know. And this should be a night of mourning in the black community. This should be, black people should be mourning the death or the public death of Mr. William H. Cosby Jr. Because man, 80 years old. And you know, and the judge has already said that, you know, I doubt seriously that Cosby will go to jail. I doubt very. I mean, 80-year-old man, you're going to put him in jail. I mean, come on. He's, you know, I mean, really? So, yeah, so, you know, it's just a shame. You know, Bill Cosby was the first black actor to co-star in a network television show. You know, the old show I Spy back in the 60s. So Bill Cosby paved the way for a lot of black folks to come along, like Julia, who was the first black woman to star in a network TV show, the old Julia series back in the day, Get Christy Love, and all of these people who came behind them, you know. So it should be a day of mourning in the black community because Mr. Bill Cosby has been destroyed by this. So late in his life, it's even more of a shame. So there's no TV shows to get canceled. No, there will be no commercials, no companies that are going to drop him because he wasn't doing anything anyways. He's fabulously wealthy. He's got plenty of money. And we were hoping against hope. But again, he was found guilty. And everybody's, and people are just so happy. They're just, you know, dancing around the campfire that Mr. Cosby has been destroyed publicly by this. So there's no winners here. And I saw someone on Facebook, and, you know, here we go again with Facebook. I saw somebody on Facebook saying that this lady, Andrea Constant, is going to get another payday. No, she's not, because you can only sue a person one time. He settled that for $3.5 million. He settled with Andrea Constant. So I don't even understand why they even brought this back to court. But Mr. Cosby, America's dad, has been found guilty of something he did 14 years ago. Now, Mr. Cosby has claimed that the encounter was consensual, which I believe that. I'm not saying that the lady's a lie, but I believe that because she came back. You know, and so he faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison on each count, which shouts out if he does a day in prison. So everybody in black America should be in mourning now. You know, everybody should be in mourning, black folks, because Mr. Cosby has been convicted. The America's dad, the Jell-O pudding with the kids, and, you know, all the things that he's done has been destroyed by this. So let's see if TV1, once again, somebody jump, but let's see if TV1 decides to stop showing the Cosby Show, because TV1 is the one of the networks, and I commend them for that, black folks stepping up for black folks. And TV1 was one of the television stations that continued to support Mr. Cosby and continue to show the Cosby reruns of the Cosby Show on their network. So let's see what they do. I'm interested to know what the TV1 is going to do, whether they're going to continue to show Mr. Cosby's program or not. morning. More trouble for Starbucks. We'll get into that. And boycotts. People are always talking about boycotts. Why don't boycotts work? We'll get to that. Shout out to Lamont Cage. Oh, I shouted you out already, Lamont. We'll get to that. We'll get to more trouble for Starbucks. We'll get to that. And boycotts. Why don't boycotts work? We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But, we're not going to take a break yet. We'll take a break in a few minutes. But about 2 or 3 minutes for a break. But, yes, it's Mr. Cosby has now been convicted. He's now a felon. I mean, can you imagine Bill Cosby a felon? I mean, it just doesn't even compute. Bill Cosby is a felon, you know. In the Jell-O commercials, remember pudding and the little kids and, you know, back in the day that Bill Cosby, it's just so unconscionable that Bill Cosby is now a convict. But you can't tell me that, you know, he wasn't big, that this Montgomery County DA wasn't big game hunting. Now let's see what he runs for after this. Let's see if he runs for Congress. Let's see if he runs for some state Senate or some other thing. Like the Staten Island DA did, turned that killing that brother into a congressional seat. So we'll see what happens. But you know, and I do, and for everybody who's listening who might think of people across the country who listen to Ron Kelly Show on a regular basis, that I don't think that I'm blowing past what Mr. Cosby is alleged to have done. Because if he did do it, it was horrific. Shout out to Susan Kirkland. So I'm not overlooking what Mr. Cosby, you know, is alleged to have done. If he did it, he's a heinous creep. But black people should be in mourning because it's another black star, like many others, who bite the dust. You know, Michael Jackson and so many other folks who were big time, not some, you know, rapper, but some people who were huge, who were brought down by these allegations. You know, while other folks, and we know who they are, just get away with murder at any given time. All right, so what we'll do is take a quick break. It's about 19 minutes that past the hour. We'll take a quick break, and I will come back with more of this program, Mr. Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
All right, let's come back now. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who runs 107.5. It's WBLS for hopefully meeting with me a little bit later on in the week, or next week, I should say. And shout out to the folks down at WURD who I'll be looking at them. They don't have their morning team anymore, so I'll be looking at them. God has been good. Things have been going well. This is one person missing. So you know who you are. Your chocolate bar is here. So, you know who you are. I'm not going to say your name, but you know who you are, and that's the one thing that's missing. So I'm gonna get a little not emotional, but yeah, you know who you are. I'm not gonna say any names. Chocolate bar is waiting for you. Okay, shout out to Rock, better known as Robert Cooper Rock, who had the knee replacement today. Oh man, oh, just thinking about it, it's so painful. But shout out to Rock, Robert Cooper. We're praying for you, my brother, and you know, I hope I never have to have one. But we're praying for you and for a speedy recovery. Robert Cooper is in the hospital right now. We're praying for you, my brother. And, you know, we hope that you get well very, very, very soon. Okay, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to everybody who listens to the program. Shout out to the folks over in, there's people in Russia who listen to the Ron Kelly Show. In Russia, really? I mean, like 9% of the country, but there's like people in Russia who listen to the Ron Kelly shows. Maybe I shouldn't say that about Russia. I might start a war. But yes, people in Russia listen to the Ron Kelly show. People across the country, I mean, across the world listen to the Ron Kelly show. People in Ireland and so many other places. I'm looking at the map, and I'm like, really? Anyway, yes. Worldwide, it's the Ron Kelly show. Okay, so there's boycotts. Let's talk about the boycotts. Because, you know, people are always, every time something happens, like Starbucks, for example, every time something happens, people start yelling, boycotts. But see, what you have to understand is boycotts only work when people come together. If the people are not together, boycotts are not going to work. Not going to work. And the last successful boycott was the Montgomery bus boycott. It was part of the civil rights movement. It took place for a year and 2 weeks, a year and 15 days in Montgomery, Alabama. And the reason why, you know, Rosa Parks sat on the bus and she said no. Rosa Parks on December 21st, 1956, sitting in the front of the bus because the Montgomery bus boycott was an action taking place because at the time, prior to 1955, or in the year 1955, black folks had to get to the back of the bus, so to speak. Racial segregation on public transportation. Rosa Parks was arrested. And another lady, Claudette Colvin, was arrested as well. Everybody forgot about her. So the Montgomery bus boycott took place from December 5th, 1955 to December 20th, 1956. It was 1 year and 15 days in Montgomery, Alabama. And the reason why they were boycotting was because racial segregation on public transportation. Rosa Parks got locked up, and a lady named Claudette Colvin was also arrested for refusing to move to the back of the bus. See, because back in the day, black folks had to go to the back of the bus. You had to go to the back. Get back there, Negro. So if a white person, or if the bus was packed, and, you know, the white person got on the bus, you had to get up. You had to stand up and let the white person sit down. That was a law. And see, people don't understand. You know, we get all crazy with all of this stuff that goes on. You know, calling the police on the men in Starbucks. This used to be legal back in the day. This was legal. Shout out to Myra. Shout out to Tim Sutton. And all the people who are watching. If I didn't get to you, I'm sorry. We'll get to you eventually sometime on the program. But yeah, So this stuff was legal. Now, can you imagine getting on a New Jersey Transit bus and somebody telling you got to move to the back? I mean, to us today, it's unthinkable to be told you got to get up and give your seat to a white person because, you know, because they need to sit down. I mean, give me a break. So, and so what happened was the Memphis bus boycott resulted in the Browder versus Gale case. And the case was heard before a three-judge panel of the United States District Court, the Middle District of Alabama on Montgomery, and Alabama state bus segregation laws. Now, this was a law. It was a law that you had to go to the back of the bus. It was a law. Can you imagine? And so on June 5th, 1956, the district court ruled 2-1 that bus segregation is unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment protections for equal treatment. So on June 5th, 1956, which wasn't that long ago, ladies and gentlemen, it wasn't that long ago that it wasn't that long ago. It was 61 years, 63 years ago, 62 years ago. It was only 62 years ago that the law was changed so black folks can sit on a bus without having to give their seat up to a white person. Now, this is not a black and white show. And this is, you know, I don't do that kind of radio. Black and black against white, staring up. No, no. So the last successful boycott, probably the only one, resulted in the Browder versus Gale court case. And the United States District Court of Appeals ruled 2-1. So, and there was one judge who said, no, it's all right. You know, what's wrong with segregation? So the city and the state appealed, and the Supreme Court upheld the Court of Appeals decision on the 13th of November, 1956. The motion for clarification a month later was denied. So this is what happened. So this bus boycott resulted, as a matter of fact, it was the emergence of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as well. So this bus boycott, the Memphis bus boycott, resulted in a successful ruling. And the laws were changed. So the Memphis bus boycott changed laws. Right. Changed laws. So you can see there's a picture of Rosa Parks sitting in front of the bus. It was the day after December 21st, 1956. You can see her on the bus, sitting in front of the bus, and the white man was sitting behind her. Like I said, this isn't about, you know, it's not about, this show isn't about black versus white. No, it's about wrong versus right. That's what it's about. So that boycott resulted in a successful court case that abolished the bus segregation laws in Alabama. I'm sorry, in Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee. Montgomery bus boycott, I should say. The garbage men that Dr. King represented when they struck because they were paid slave wages for picking up garbage. So the Montgomery bus boycott was the last, probably the only successful boycotts that resulted in some type of change. So we toss the word around these days. We toss it around. Boycott, boycott. Soon something happened. Boycott. You know. When this thing with Starbucks happened, and two young men were jailed for whatever, because we don't really know. But it's alleged that they came in there and they said they were waiting for a friend. They didn't want to buy anything until the friend got there. And the person, the manager, called the police. You see, so Starbucks is saying they're going to close every store in America. They're going to close every store in America. So they can do sensitivity training. Sensitivity training is a joke. What it means is how to treat black people. That's what sensitivity training means. It's a joke. It's a joke when the police do it. Sensitivity training. Because when you give it, you know, something that we all learn coming up as children into teenhood, adulthood, whatever you want to call it, is the basic respect for somebody else. That's basic. That's something you should already know. Why do you have to be taught to respect somebody? Why? But as we all know, it's inherent in all of us to respect other people. So the sensitivity training, what do you have to be sensitive to? What does that mean? Sensitivity training, what does that mean? So we're hearing that Starbucks is going to close every store in America for an afternoon to teach everybody sensitivity training. And all it is like, okay, you can't treat black people like you treat. Because there's no such thing. Sensitivity training is a joke. You, as a person, we all, as I said a few seconds ago, we all know that we should respect human life. We know that. I'm working and I'm seeing little kids and little white kids and they're all waving, hey, little white children, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, waving, hey, they're just happy to see somebody. But see, once they grow up and they're taught or they pick up habits from their parents who use the N-word on a regular basis and hate on black folks and other minorities, that's where they change. But when these little kids, and I'm talking about these ritzy neighborhoods, West Caldwell, some of these places where there ain't no black folks. When the little kids wave at you, smiling, grinning, hey, how you doing? But even as they're coming up, and as they hear these terms being used in the household, N-word, and coon, and, you know, and porch monkey, and some of the other things that we call, and they hear this stuff, and they take it on. So they grow up to be Starbucks managers. They call the police on two innocent black folks who were sitting there minding their business. So this is what happens. You know, racists are not, you know, born. They're made. Racism is not inherited. It's taught. But now, getting back to these boycotts, now the boycott worked. The Montgomery boycott worked because everybody was down with it. Everybody was down. I see black folks in Starbucks all the time, even after this thing happened with those brothers. They're still in there. They ain't going away because everybody's not down. I mean, if every black person in America stopped going to Starbucks, I don't think it would hurt them because white people are still going to go. So I don't think it'll hurt them. You're never going to get, I don't want to say never, but the way it looks is like you're never going to get black folks to be on the same page and decide together as a unit to not go to a certain place, a Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, whatever, whoever. Stop buying this car, stop buying this, you know, buying these clothes or whatever the case may be. You're never going to get black folks to do that. Never. I don't want to say never, but never. So the only way a boycott is going to work is if folks get together and say, okay, let's not do this. Let's all not do this. I see black people in Starbucks all the time, even now. See, it's Willie Lynch syndrome. And I talked about it last week. The Willie Lynch syndrome is still prevalent in the black community, very prevalent. And people just don't realize it, but it is. Because Willie Lynch doctrine was just pit the people against each other. You don't have to watch over them. You don't have to control them. You don't even need overseers. Pit them against each other and watch what happens. So the Willie Lynch syndrome was indoctrinated into the slave mentality. And they pitted the slaves against each other. Okay, let's treat one set of slaves better than the other. let's leave some slaves out in the rain while the other ones are eating in the kitchen, eating biscuits, you know, looking out the window, looking at you. I said, well, let's just do that. Let's just pit them against each other. It was brilliant, brilliant strategy, brilliant. Just pit them against each other, and you don't have to worry about nothing. And sure enough, here we are, hundreds of years later, Nibbler Lynch syndrome is still working because we're still pitted against each other, and we still have not come together. And people are like, well, why do you always talk? Look, this is stuff that, you know, these things, this stuff needs to be handled. This stuff needs to be straightened out. This needs to be handled. Because boycott, you can call boycott all you want. Let's not do this. Let's not do that. But please. Really? Not going to happen. It's 37. Wow, time flies by. It's 37 minutes past the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Shout out to my people. Shout out to my homeboy, DJ Tiny. He does his thing. I believe it's Wednesday nights. I haven't been hearing from DJ Tiny in a while in regards to his radio show. I believe that he's still doing the radio show. I haven't just gotten an email, text message from him or anything like that, but you can check it out. It's Tuesday night, or Wednesday night. I'm sorry. Wednesday night from 8 to 10. Allegedly, Wednesday night from 8 to 10 on dwildmusicradio.com. DJ Tiny for you househeads. Wednesday night from 8 to 10. Last night, actually, 8 to 10 on dwildmusicradio.com. Of course, my good friend Keith Hall, who does University 80s. It comes on Tuesday nights. It's 8 to 10 East Coast, and I believe it's 9 to 11 Central Time because the show originates from Houston, Texas. Houston originates from Texas, which is in the Central Time Zone, an hour behind us. So check out Keith Hall, it's University 80s. Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 East and 9 to 11 Central Time on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and we'll wrap this thing up. It's I'm really excited because it's NFL draft night. So we're going to see who picks who. NFL draft. Finally, all the talking, the incessant talking about who's going to pick who is about to be over because the NFL draft, the first round is tonight on NFL Network and on Fox, and be coming to you live from AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas, where the Dallas Cowboys pick 19th. So it'd be like going to the supermarket after Black Friday. Everything will be gone by the time the Cowboys pick, but hopefully there's some scraps left somewhere that they can pick up on. All right, everybody, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back and for our last segment. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show. And on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly One. Thanks, everybody, for the turnout last week. Andrea Wheeler Kinnean, who was on the program last week, who's running for mayor. She's a write-in candidate for mayor of the city of Paterson, New Jersey. So shout out to her and thank her for coming on the Ron Kelly Show last week. 400 views of that video, by the way, and she wasn't actually on the show video-wise, but her voice was being heard. 400 views, more than 400 views of that Ron Kelly Show video in the last week, which is tremendous. So thanks, everybody. This just, you know, things are fluctuating a little bit on Block Talk Radio. The statistics are fluctuating just a little bit, to be honest with everybody. But there have been some great improvements. So thank you. Thank God for who he is and what he does in all our lives, not just mine. Okay, it's 18 minutes before the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. And I am going to chill out later on and watch the NFL draft starts around 8 o'clock tonight. So I think I'll be 8 or 9. So I think I'll be checking. It's going to take until 10 for the first pick to be chosen. So I'm definitely going to take a look at that later on tonight to see who the Giants and the Jets, who picked second and third, because they sucked last year. So we'll see who they pick in the NFL draft. Who cares? I'm so sick of hearing about Kanye. Who gives a F about what Kanye West says? Who cares? Why does anybody? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Why does anybody care about what Kanye West does or says? It just boggles my mind. I don't even want to address it, but, you know, so what? Yeah, I saw a picture on Facebook, on social media, where he had on a Trump Make America. So what? If he likes Trump, so what? I like some of the things Trump does. Not all of them. Some of the stuff he does, I do agree with. How he handles it, how he, you know, I don't like. But some of the things he does, I do like. Who gives a damn about what Kanye West, whether he's wearing and hat or not? See, and I just don't understand this celebrity stuff. You know, people tell me I'm a celebrity. No, I don't believe I'm a celebrity. I don't think so. But this, you know, worried about, you know, people are not trying to find out what I drink every morning or what I do when I get up. But it's just so, this obsession with people who have money, like they're different from you and me. The only difference between them and you and me is they have money and you and me don't. That's the only thing. The only thing. The men, they put their pants on one leg at a time. They got to go to the, they got to stand in front of the urinal just like I do. I mean, there's no difference. It's just they have money. But people tend to separate them from the average person like they're supernatural, like they walk on water. Man, give me a break. Give me a break. All right, once again, shout out to Tony Herbert. Thank you, Tony, for having me. I was a panelist on the Morning Stretch. And you can check out the Morning Stretch. It's every, not just the one I was on, but you can check that out too. If you want to see the Morning Stretch TV show that I was on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, you can log on to themorningstretch.tv. That's themorningstretch.tv. And you just click on the show that's being shown there. And you can check me out as I make my, well, that wasn't the first time I was on television, but it was the latest time I've been on television. So you check me out on the Morning Stretch along with Pamela Stewart Martinez and Claude Pena. And the host, Tony Herbert, it's Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock. It's themorningstretch.tv. That's themorningstretch.tv. Okay, so there's a fight at Starbucks. More problems at Starbucks, this time in good old New York City, where a sergeant, a NYPD sergeant, was trying to tell the Starbucks in Midtown to stop giving free food to the homeless. After dozens of people complained, but Starbucks refused, and the cop, Port Authority cop, and the NYPD sergeant, I should say, got clocked by a vagrant who was angry over the quality of his free croissant. That's what the croissant, the officer charges in a lawsuit. So Sergeant Timothy Wall is suing Starbucks because he got clocked by a vagrant, and he's blaming Starbucks for it because Starbucks did not stop feeding the homeless. You know, We're going to have, this is a program though, we're going to have Casey Melvin, who is running for council at large in the city of Paterson, New Jersey. We're going to have Casey Melvin on the show. Casey Melvin is so lucky to be on the Ron Kelly Show 2 days before the election. He is like so lucky. He has struck gold by being scheduled to be on the Ron Kelly Show 2 days before the election. So May 3rd, Casey Melvin, some of y'all know him, he's running for council of large in the city of Paterson, New Jersey, for my local people, because the national people like saying, who the heck is that? But Casey Melvin, running for council at large in the great city of Paterson, will be a guest May 3rd, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. So mark it down. If you support him, you can call in the radio show, and you can, you know, or you can post your comments on Facebook Live. And maybe we'll even do that show. Maybe I'll get with him and we'll do that show face-to-face. It'll be on the radio and it'll be on Facebook Live. We'll talk about that. Anyway, Casey Melvin, Councilor at Large candidate for the city of Paterson, New Jersey, will be a guest right here on the Ron Kelly Show May 3rd at 7 p.m. All right, it's about 13 minutes left to the program. You know what time it is. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Man, I tell you, so much going on in the world today. It's just unbelievable. Some of the stuff that's going on. It's overwhelming with some of the things that are happening in the world today. You know, you just have to wonder. Well, shout out to my church family at Christ Church in Montclair, New Jersey, Trinity Place in Montclair, New Jersey, and Green Pond Road in a teeny-weeny town of Rockaway, New Jersey, out there 80 West. Pastor David Island always gives a wonderful message. You can check him out. You can check out the series called Bounce Back. Bounce Back from Discouragement. Bounce Back from Rejection. And Bounce Back from Something. I wasn't there Sunday, so I really don't know where they were bouncing back from last Sunday. But you can check him out. Dr. David Island. Bounce this four-part series, Bounce Back. And the first three parts, I believe, are on the website. Just go to ChristChurchUSA.org. That's ChristChurchUSA.org. And you can get a really good message from the great Dr. David Island. Okay, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. Got a big to-do going on Saturday night. Going to a black tie event. Not the color black, but tuxedo. And once again, shout out to the folks over at Dante Zeller, who did a very good job of fitting me. My tuxedo looks great, and you'll get a chance to see me hobnobbing with the New York Elite Saturday night. I'm not going to say what the event is. I don't want anybody calling up because people are threatening to call up the. You know, like when I was going to police academy to be a chef, that the people that threatened to call them and tell them that I'm not worthy, you know, because I do things or whatever the case may be. No, don't let him. He talks about the police. Yes, I do talk about the police. But I talk about the good police, too, like Sergeant Will McCrary of the State County Sheriff's Department. Good friend, good brother, you know. Somebody who's holding it down and doing it the right way. Shout out to, and a man of God, shout out to Sergeant Will McCrary of the State County Sheriff's Department. Shout out to him. Good man. Because we ain't having that around here. People getting shot. We ain't having that around here. I mean, yeah, there's bad and everything. We just had recently the three police officers who got caught with their hands in the till, robbing people and stuff like that. Yeah, but there's bad in everything. See, because when you go to the academy, you can't. Nobody's got beef on their forehead, or racist, or you know, or I'm gonna shoot a black person. It's not on their forehead. So you do psych tests. You just answer the questions. And they don't ask you, "Are you a racist?" That's not one of the questions. So, you know, there's bad in everything. Bad doctors, bad lawyers. You know, how many doctors get caught writing scripts? Medicaid. How many? I mean, how many have we heard they got caught? Many. The opioid epidemic. people with 50 prescriptions. So there's bad in everything, and there's bad police as well. But we have to focus, you know, we have to focus on the good ones, the ones who are doing the right things, the ones that are helping people out, the ones who are upstanding citizens, like Will McCrary, Sergeant Will McCrary of the Passaic County Sheriff's Department. All right, everybody, it's just about 8 minutes before the hour. This is the Ron Kelly Show. Sad news today. Black America should be in mourning because the king of NBC at one time, the Jell-O pudding, the Jell-O pudding spokesperson with little kitties, pudding pops, and all the kind of stuff that he used to do, the man who broke barriers, who was the first black co-star, along with Robert Culp back in the 60s, a show called I Spy, opened a door for Julia, who was the first black woman, Diane Carroll, gorgeous at the time, Diane Carroll, who still looks pretty good, who was the first black woman to star in a network series. The very first one. So you can credit Bill Cosby for kicking down doors for black folks who are major stars today. So America should be in mourning. It's a sad day. It's a sad day in America that Dr. William H. Cosby Jr., well, probably they took the doctorate away from him, so he's probably not a doctor anymore. Because people started snatching back those honorary degrees when he was giving out millions of dollars. And see, and that's the thing. When a person gets caught doing something, you know, people tend to forget the good that they did. You know, and William, Bill Cosby gave millions of dollars to black colleges, HBCUs, millions and millions of dollars he gave away to black colleges, Spelman and so many other places, millions of dollars. And people forget about that. You know, forget about the money he gave away. Millions, tens of millions of dollars he gave away to colleges. So when you do something bad, you know, or when you get caught doing something, people just forget all about the good that you did. Now you're a scum of the earth individual because you did something. You know. So that's why I tell everybody, you know, I tell all the men, don't say nothing to the girl in the office. Just walk past her. Even if she got a nice booty or whatever, just keep going. Keep going. Don't say nothing. Just keep walking. Don't even say good morning. Just wave. That way nobody can't say you said anything because it can lead to trouble. And, you know, and seeing these women out in the hallway of the courthouse crying and stuff like that. I was like, give me a break. And I'm not an advocate of violence toward women. Not at all. Not at all. You know, that's wrong. But you're not going to, you know, but you don't, I mean, to see them out in the hallway crying and all this stuff was kind of, you know, it looked a little suspect to me. And you're right. I like Bill Cosby. I respect Bill Cosby. I respect what he did for the black community. I respect what he did for the colleges. I respect all of that stuff. And I'm not going to just forget about what he did because of this. I'm not going to forget about everything he did. You know, Bill Cosby changed what white folks thought about us. Because it was the first TV show, you know, the mother's a lawyer, a very good lawyer. Daddy's an obstetrician. Mommy's a lawyer. They live in a townhouse in Brooklyn. The kids were well-behaved for the most part, you know. Because all the shows about us are more about with broken homes and, you know, single family. Either the mother ain't there or the father ain't there. And you notice that all the shows, many of the shows, if you look at the commercials these days with black folks, and the daddy is, you know, for the most part, in most of those commercials, the daddy's not even there. It's the mother and the child. They're eating dinner. If it's a Campbell's soup or something, you know, or whatever, or Velveeta, mac and cheese, whatever the case may be, and you see the commercial and there's no daddy. It's just the mama and the child. No daddy. And see what they're doing now, And if you look at the commercials now, a lot of the commercials are mixed race. You have a black woman and a white man. And a child that looks kind of like both of them. So what's the message here that, you know, the white man's got to come in and what's the message here? The white man has to step in and, you know, and straighten us out. I mean, come on. Because I notice everything. I notice everything. And I notice a lot of commercials now. Like you see the white man picking a little black girl up from school. At the breakfast table, you see the black woman, she's making breakfast. And the white man sitting at the table. And I'm not against mixed race folks. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against mixed race folks. But what's the message here? What's the message? Does the white man have to step up because the black man is absentee, disappeared, doing whatever he do? You know, just can't handle his business? Or the white man has to come in and take over? What's the message here? I mean, come on. What's the message? Now, shout out to the people who watch the Ron Kelly Show on YouTube. Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Still in full effect. You know, you can check me out there as well. So what's the message here? This black man can't handle his business and the white man has to step up and and you got to step up and take care of this child the black man walked off on? What's the message there? Because I'd be interested to know. What is the rationale behind some of the things that you see on TV? Anyway, everybody, there's a couple minutes left to the program. I'm going to break and head over to the Cigar Lounge and smoke and watch the draft and watch everybody bear hug Roger Goodell till he almost passes out. Especially when a lineman come up there, Bradley Chubb, squeeze him till he falls down on the floor. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who participates in the Ron Kelly Show. All the folks all across the country who listen. I think the numbers are somewhere around 100,000 people. Last time I checked, and that was a couple months ago. Last time I checked, because I don't really look at that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm interested, but I'm not. How many people? I think it's about 100,000 people who listen to the Ron Kelly Show every week. Maybe not so much on, you know, social media, but through the Ron Kelly Show website. All right, everybody. The thing is telling me it's 90 seconds left. So I'm going to break out of here. It's going to tell me 60 seconds. It's going to tell me 30 seconds. And it's going to tell me good night. So I'm going to break out now. So we'll see you back here next week for another edition of Ron Kelly Show. Everybody take care of yourselves. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, who I absolutely love, and all the other folks who listen to Ron Kelly Show on a regular basis. Thank you for your support. Thank you for watching the Morning Stretch. Thank you for watching the Morning Stretch with Tony Herbert. Last week, the guests were Pamela Stewart Martinez, who was an education advocate and host of the Be Advocates Corner, Claude Pena, who was so gracious as to invite me to this black tie event. I will be checking out Saturday night, hobnobbing with the powerful and well-to-do. Yes, yours truly. Yes, and I am ready. All right, everybody, let's break out of here. We'll see you back here next week for another This Is Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And then we may not have it all together right now, but together, someday, we'll certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.